This is JIS News. Coming up, Building Act to be passed in March. EPOC calls for more private sector investment and Cabinet concluding special two-day retreat. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers. Singapore, Panama, and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
Now the news. The Building Act, which forms part of overall measures to mitigate major earthquakes, will be passed in March. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott says this will make it mandatory for the construction industry to use the building code in all its activities.
It has long been noted that buildings which had the full involvement of engineers in their designs and constructions have been known to better withstand the impact of an earthquake. We need to continue the partnership with the training institutions to provide the required number of building inspectors. Along with the availability of inspectors, we must ensure that quality inspectors are in place.
Minister Arscott was speaking at the launch of Earthquake Awareness Month recently. The Building Act will, among other things, empower the Bureau of Standards Jamaica to recognize building standards and approve, list or certify building products, construction methods, building components and systems. Co-chairman of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, is calling on private sector organizations to play a greater role in helping to achieve stronger growth in the country's economy. Mr. Biles says while the government hit its net international reserves, NIR, and primary surplus targets for December 2013, stronger growth can be achieved through private sector investments.
From my point of view as a member of the private sector, I see the government doing what we said they must do. I think it is up to us now in the private sector to do what we think is good business, which is to invest and to look out for opportunities.
Mr. Biles was speaking at a press conference recently. The EPOC was established by the government to monitor the progress of the reform implementation process. Cabinet is now on the second of a special two-day retreat to settle the capital spending and ministry priorities for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. In its first session Monday, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller emphasized the importance of achieving growth and job creation through the economic reform program. And the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, in its presentation, emphasized the need to support small and medium-sized businesses. It also highlighted the importance of creating enterprise zones to foster industrial development to enable Jamaica to take advantage of the opportunities from the logistics hub. Additional ministries will make their presentations at today's sitting of the session. And Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark is underscoring the importance of the sugar industry, particularly as it relates to the government's efforts to restructure the economy. Mr. Clark says the sector recorded an estimated US $109.7 million in combined earnings and savings during the 2012-2013 sugar crop year. He says the sector continues to be the largest employer in the agricultural industry, accounting for approximately 18% of current jobs.
As such, sugar is still the largest wage earner and exchange earner in the agricultural sector. But we are still below our capabilities. We have the potential to produce over 200,000 tons of sugar. The performance can be improved if we step up production.
Minister Clark was speaking at the official opening of the Tollgate Sports Complex in Clarendon recently. He says overall, cane planting expanded from 2,800 hectares in 2010 to just under 5,500 hectares during the 2012-2013 crop. The agriculture minister also congratulated farmers for the work they have been doing. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.